The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When your dog refuses to enter your bedroom and prefers barking at the closet, it's not just because he's quirky. Isaiah from Central Valley learned that the hard way after moving into a home that never felt quite right and ended with a surprise claw mark bad dream souvenir.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. We put out tons of ghost stories to you every single day of the week. We have the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. So if you're looking for the podcast with the most ghost stories literally on the planet, it's this one. So check it out. Like more than 11 years of ghost stories. And if you want to get it all ad-free, check out patreon.com/realghoststories or our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Tony and Carol Hughes with you today on the broadcast. And how are you?
That was a little, because our conversation before we started recording and then your intro took me a little bit down memory lane. But so was that 2014 when you left radio and started this podcast, or did you, I think you started it before then.
I started it before then, shortly before then. And I think it was like 2013, I think I left. I don't know off the top of my head.
So when you think back to podcasts that have been around for 12 years, that's like you're an OG.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you were on the first AM stations, you know, it's like, yeah, and that's true. I mean, the genre of ghost stories on podcasts has exploded in the last 10 years. We were like one of the first three that existed. Jim had one, Jim truly, I think, has the longest running of anybody.
Jim Harold, right?
Yes, yes. And yeah. And we've had him on, we've been on both each other's shows. But he does a very different show than we do. And I'm not saying anything bad. He does his own show and he does a good job at it. But we were the first ones to do a morning show type style ghost show where we had two people on and it was lighthearted and it was funny and it wasn't just straight up stories. It wasn't super technical. And that's the lane we've kind of been in. And it's been interesting to see how many have popped up that have followed the format over the years. And there's been some really good ones. One of them early on was Hillbilly Horror Stories. Jerry Pauly and his wife. And Jerry just died I don't know the exact, I think it was it's been within the last year. And that was kind of shocking. I hadn't talked to him in quite a while, but he was always a great guy. And he was originally a listener to our show. And then he said, hey, you know, how do I start podcasting? What do I do? And so I kind of walked him through it. And then he created his own thing. And it was really, you know, very popular, very good. But then a lot more other folks came about. And that's great. I mean, I love that so many people are able to do this. And the fact that there's these communities that exist where people can share their ghost stories. And, you know, like we've always said, it's group therapy for the paranormally affected. It's no one has to believe it but you. And it's just good getting it out sometimes and knowing that, no, other people have had weird experiences too. For whatever they are, what it is, ghost, psychological, you know, that's, I don't think any of us will ever truly know the full answer to that question while we're alive. But certainly people experience things. And
it would be nice to have those answers. But, I was talking to this woman last week for an episode of the Grave Talks, and she owns a location in Texas, the Yorktown Memorial Hospital, and it's a very haunted location. And which was interesting because a lot of those hospitals were built in like 1875. This one was built in 1950. And so you don't really think it's as haunted as what it is, but when you look at the pictures, yes. But her original idea was people come in and investigate and they share the information that they find. And she's had a really hard time getting different groups to share the information. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you really have to, in order to ever really, really, really find out the answers, it seems like, you know, everybody has to kind of work together a little bit.
Well, and then at the end of the day, you end up having more questions than answers. I mean, and I've always said that too about the show where, you know, people are like, you know, you hear all these ghost stories and, you know, like, what do you know? You must have knowledge. It's like, I have a lot of stories I can pull from that I remember. And you know, if somebody asks me about this, I can sometimes say, well, I heard another story similar to that. And so, you know, people aren't feeling like they're the only one that had it. But do I know any more than when I started it? No. Yeah. You know, I have far more questions today than I did back then, quite honestly.
I would agree. I think I'm pretty well versed in ghost stories.
Yeah.
And haunted locations and different types of hauntings. But then just when you think you've heard all the kinds of hauntings, then you'll come across this story. It's like, what the hell? I never heard
I know. Every once in a while you get one. And like towards the beginning, all those years ago, it was like, oh, they're all kind of new. And now it's like, I really raise my head if it's something I haven't heard. I'm like, whoa, I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
But it's rare. It is rare. If you want to share your ghost story with us, the phone number is 855-853-4802. You can email us your ghost story or write in through our website. It's realghoststoriesonline.com. There's a forum right there. You just type it in, send it in, and then we get it and read it back here on the program. Let's go over to our first call today and take a listen. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hey, this is Isaiah from Central Valley, California. And I wanted to tell you guys a story about, or a story that a ghost encounter that I had. Back around 2009, I lived in a small town in a newer house that my mom had purchased, and I always caught like a weird vibe at this place, so I kind of want to set the tone and just tell you guys about how this house kind of always had like a negative vibe to it. So at the house, I would always feel like something was watching me whenever I walked in my room, and just weird little stuff like that. Eventually, at some point, I got a little dog, and this dog always hated going to my room or sleeping in there. And as he got older, he had a little bit, he would do some weird stuff, like look at the ceiling and bark, or he'd go into the room next to mine and he'd go into the closet and bark at the closet. And this is before I like actually had a, saw like an actual ghost or experienced a sleep paralysis. I'm not sure if it was just my mind playing tricks on me or actual experience. I've always been kind of a skeptic. And during this time frame, I remember like Paranormal Activity came out. And me and my friends were starting to get really interested in the paranormal. So we had looked up some places around the area where we thought that there might be, there were stories or whatever. And one of the places we heard about was some house in the country. And the house, I guess, there was a lady there who, I don't know, supposedly she was a witch, and she had killed some children, and then people in the area found out about it, and they went and burnt her house down. I don't know if the story's true or not. I tried looking it up. Couldn't find anything about it. But we ended up going there one night, you know, trying to record some EVPs, and I don't think we got anything. The only weird thing that happened is as we were leaving, my girlfriend said that she felt like something, like, breathed on her neck. And we left, and that was pretty much the end of that. And so, like, a couple nights later, I'm at home. And I had already, since I already felt weird about the house that we lived in, I would always leave the TV on at night. And I'd put the sleeper on there to make it go off at a certain time way after I went to sleep. So I set it on sleep mode, and I went to bed. And at some point, I woke up, and you know, I was in a state of sleep paralysis, pretty much stuck. And I'm looking at my TV, and it's like a, I don't know what you would call it, but you know, like when there's white noise, and it's just all the TV is just all like there's not a picture on it. It's just a bunch of that white stuff going on. So that was all, which is weird because we had. Like in my room, I wasn't using like, you know, like an antenna or something to get the only local channel, so I don't understand why it started doing that. And I'm stuck and I'm already tripping out because I can't move. And something weird just happened. I start hearing what sounds like it sounds like muffled screaming, I guess is the best way I can explain it. So I'm hearing this muffled screaming, and I'm tripping out now because I don't know what that is. And I have a mirror across from me on my dresser. So after looking at the TV and hearing this sound, I look at the mirror, and what I see is I don't know if you want to call it like an old hag or what. Like the best way I can describe it is if you've ever seen The Grudge, and when she, it looked like a lady just crawling down the wall, and dirty white dress, black hair, and I got scared, and I was in sleep paralysis, and I'm just sitting there trying to scream for my mom, but it's not coming out, so it's pretty much like I'm humming, and I keep doing that, and eventually it goes away, or it stops, and I snap out of it, and my TV's still on the white, or my TV turned off, actually, since I had it on sleep mode. And so I stayed up the rest of the night, and I was just kind of freaked out, you know. So I ended up going to sleep, and I get up the next day, and I'm just doing my, you know, going to take a shower or whatever. And I look at my back, and I have scratch marks on my back, like three scratch marks. And that was the last time I ever saw something like that or had a sleep paralysis experience like that. Although at that house, I did wake up one night to see a shadow person or whatever walking through my room and then out the wall. But that was the last time I had that. And what always tripped me out about that whole incident is because that I was already having the bad vibes at that house. Like I said, the dog would trip randomly, on trip out on things, and he wouldn't want to go into my room. And I wasn't sure if this was something that happened because there was something at the house that was maybe some bad spirits or demonic entities or something, or if it was something that followed me home from the haunted, or the house that was allegedly haunted. And I'm really not sure to this day. I would always get a bad vibe in the house and everything. I mean, we ended up leaving, obviously, when I graduated high school. I ended up leaving, and my mom sold the house, but the house always had a bad vibe. So I don't know, maybe you guys could elaborate on it. I don't know if you guys have heard any stories like that before. I mean, I've listened to stories where they say that some things hold on to you when you go to haunted houses, and I've listened to stories where it's just stuff at the house. Maybe you guys can elaborate on it a little bit more and give me your if you want it. If you guys end up posting this or end up playing this on your podcast, thank you. And I'm going to keep enjoying the podcast because you guys have really cool stories on there.
Thank you for sharing all of that. Thoughts on all of that?
I think, you know, can something follow him home from a haunted location they went to? I think so, yes. Mm-hmm. I do. You hear that all the time. The people will tell you when you leave, you have to say, don't come home with me. You have to stay here, you know, kind of put your foot down. But it also sounds like the house he was living in was very haunted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he said he saw like a shadow figure or something just walk through a wall. And, you know, his dog had all the bad vibes. And so I don't know if that one night with it, which is funny because what he was describing happening to his TV was like happened to all TVs when there wasn't a channel. It would just be that white noise.
Exactly. It was normal.
It was normal back in the day, but it was funny listening to him try to describe that because now you don't get that, though. No. That would be super paranormal to have your TV do that.
It would be today. Like, every once in a while, like, when you're setting up a TV, and it's like, it'll sometimes, like, mine, I get, like, the Roku TVs, and it's like, would you like us to scan for channels? And I don't usually, but sometimes I click yes, and then sometimes it does that for, like, a split second. It's like, oh, that's cute.
Remember? Yeah, because it used to be, you know, you had to turn the dial and each, there was different numbers and like you might have gotten 3, 10, and 12.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the numbers were.
Exactly. Or if you were like me, we lived in an area where there was TV stations in Milwaukee and there's TV stations in Green Bay. We were in the middle of it where nothing came in quite great and we didn't have cable. And so you'd be constantly sitting there like trying to watch shows through the static over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah. it's coming in okay. I can kind of hear it. I can kind of see it. So, I mean, kids today, think of watching like all your favorite shows with an overlay of static on them, like they would put like on Instagram or something.
And you can't really hear it well. You can't really see it well. And if you get just right between the two channels, you might get it a little bit better. Or the antenna on your house would have to be redirected. But like what he saw though that night after the TV thing, and then he saw like what was like a lady on the wall or something like that.
He referenced a movie. I can't think of what it was. Yeah.
Was it The Grudge or something?
I think it was like The Grudge is what he said. I could be wrong, but something like that.
Yeah, like, God, that would creep me out. Now, that sounded super paranormal. Was his house that freaking haunted? I don't know. Or, you know, is it possible that he scared the crap out of himself that day and it kind of stayed in his brain? But I don't know. Like, he said he put his TV on sleep mode, so it should have shut off. It shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's possible that something followed him home.
Yeah, I mean, it's a creepy story, and I think a lot of people who do this sort of stuff have plenty of stories of that seemingly happen.
Yeah.
Creepy
shit. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802, the number to share your real ghost story with us. We'd love to hear it. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and get ad-free content on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.